We're holding that for you, Dalar and Aleph. We'll just do start last mission again. You give them a base here. The last mission was that Yosh Oichol Achil Achas Vachiyovim Aleh Arbor Chatois. Sometimes you could eat one kezayis of food, and you chayy for that four different chatois, the Yoshim Echad and one carbon Oshim. How could that be? Tomei, if the person himself was Tomei, Shochal Chalif, he ate Chalif, says Chayy Vachatis for the Chalif. Vahoyu Neiser, the piece of meat was also Neiser, Min HaMakdoshim was from a Korbin, and since he was Tomei, so he's Chayiv Achatis for Chalif, for the Yisr Neiser, for the Yisr Tomei. And also Yom Kippur, he ate it on Yom Kippur, so he's Chayiv Achatis for Yom Kippur. And for the Makdoshim, for Hegdish, he's Chayiv and Oshem Milas. So that's how you have four Chatois and one Oshem Mila. Now Rav Meir says, "Im hoy Shabbos, let's say he ate this on Shabbos, or v'hoytziyu, he carried it out on Shabbos, a chayiv to have a fifth chatis for the hoytzor of Shabbos." Omulah, the chum's back to Rav Meir, ain't him in Hashem. That doesn't have part of including, because we're talking about anissa for eating it. For his hoytzor, it's a different type of anissa that we're not talking about. So it's true if you carry it out on Shabbos, you'd be chayiv, but we're not talking about that's not part of the cheshbon. Therefore, they only count four and one oshim. Now the Gemara says, "Name, or let's say, Isla the Rabbi Meir is the Chalalissa." The kasher is this piece of chaylev. That first it had a nisa chaylev on it, then later when you mark the shit, has a nisa hegdish on it, then later nisa noisa. The chur has an nisa chalal upon a nisa. So if you old a nisa chalalissa, the chur the thing that was chal first was chaylev. So it should only be a nisa chaylev, nothing else. As since Rabbi Meir, like with the Tanakam, who wrote in Tanakam in the Mishnah, they hold Yechayev, these four Chatois, the Chur they hold, Issa Chalalissa. There'll be a Chiddush, because usually we hold, Ein Issa Chalalissa. So more says, Enechanami, Nihi, the Issa Chalalissa, Lestla, it could be no. Usually, once an Issa is Chal on it, a second Issa cannot be Chal upon the first Issa. Enechanami, like Rashi says, Grain Oichol Nevelas Beima Temeya. Let's say you have a pig. And after it dies, if you eat a kezayis of pig, you only chayiv for behemah tameya. You're not chayiv for the yisr nevela. The yisr nevela is not chal upon a behemah tameya, because ain yisr chalalissa. But here in our mission, the pshat is yisr chilul, the yisr moisiv isle. When the yisr is being chilul, adding more things, or being moisiv also, we'll soon see what that means, but adding more to the garb or to the person, or adding more to the piece of meat, where it's chil, including more isurim, then we owe the second issa could be chal. So it's like this. It's like, toye mi koro, that's when the person first was tohor, lo yoser ela b'chelef. He's only yoser tit chelef. Hever le tomei, now when the person becomes tomei, so mi gudi yoser b'chetichas teres. He's not allowed to even eat the other pieces of meat of kachim. He can't eat any kachim. Even the meat that's tohor he can't eat. Is isusiv beinami isura elavei chelev. Therefore, even upon this chelev also becomes nisa upon his tummy. So again, first this man before he was tummy, it's also teeth chelev. But now when he becomes tummy, this isa tum is chal even upon the chelev. Because that's called like a chelol. Chelol that this isa tum is chal upon other pieces of meat. Not only chelev, it's chal upon meat that's tor, the kosher meat. But since it's chal now upon the kosher meat, who would it is chal upon the chelev also? Rashi calls this is called a koilu. Right. This is called Nisa Koilu. Yeah. It's like Nisa on the Garfra. The Garfra now is also with more things. Right. And then it says now Chelev. Now the Chelev Mikoro Lo Yosa Bachila. When you first have this piece of Chelev, the fat of it, it's only Yosa Tidit. But it's mutter to have a no from it. Akdishe, once you mark this just behema, so migu di susa be yisura di hano, now hegdish is chal upon this chelev even, that it's also to have hano from the chelev. If you have hano, you're over in isa mila, over in isa hegdish. If so, isa be lagabe chelev, who would then it's chal the yisur hegdish on the chelev? That's not a chsor from ein yisur chalalissa, because it's called an isa moisif. Like before, this chelev was also to you only teat. Now that it's chal in isa hegdish, not only is it also teat, it's also to have hano from it. So if that's called an issa moisiv, so that issa hegdish could be chal upon the chelev. Now the akati still lehed you to who also avul gvoy yishori, but the mice it's still mutter to burn it, to put it on the mizbeach, or a kohen is allowed to eat it, it's still mutl l'gvoya. Heavily noiser, now when it becomes noiser, migud isusif isur l'gabi gvoya, when the piece of meat becomes noiser. L'maisa now it's also to burn it on the mizbeach anymore, or it's also for kohen to eat it. So this isur noiser is negay even to the kochim shaboy. Is a melo, isusif be l'gabi hedyit, is when they say migli susiv isur legabi gavoya isusiv be legabi hedyut to adin it's who adin it's a chal upon the chaylev also and now the chaylev has an isur nicer on it chal le yom kippur. Now when it becomes yom kippur, also the isur yom kippur is chal upon this chaylev. Why? I the chaylev is also teeth even before yom kippur, so it's also some migu the isusiv be isur legabi chulin the sis of yom kippur. Like it's chal upon the gavro that not only is it also teet chaylev today, but it's also teet even chulin, anything you can eat today. So since this is like it's moist upon the gavro, if it's moisur upon the gavro, he's susabe le gabi gavoya. Who adin, this iser yom kippur could be chal also upon, kochim upon this nois upon this chaylev. So that's why, even though regular ain iser chal iser we do not hold from, but where the second iser is being moisif or being chaylul, more than the first iser, then we owe the second one is chal. Sapshana Mishnah with this one achila, yichayev this four chatoyis and one ashim. Fred Gemara still v'nisni hei chatoyis. Why don't we have say this five chatoyis yichayev over here? For Nukum, let's put the cases kagoin to yochal kezayis pigul that he ate now a kezayis of pigul. And let's say this one kezayis of chelev was also pigul, like it was a carbon. And when the Kohen made the shechita on the korban, he had in mind teat from the bosa the wrong day, or to make his rika the wrong day. So it's chalness the pigul upon the behema. So while we have a fifth chatis feeding pigul, Samar says bechod the behema kamari b'shtei behemas like kamari. We're talking about only one behema, not a two behemas. That you can't have pigul and oisur on the same behema. The Rashi says b'shtei behemas like mari. For nois or pigul b'chol behemah, you can't have nois and pigul on the same behemah. The pigul ain uvela b'dalar avoidis shodam hilkach midu paglo. Once you made it pigul, loichos it's not fit lachilus odim anymore. It's not fit to burn on the mizbech anymore. Therefore, it's not chal v'yisa noisa. Noisa is only as something that you were supposed to eat, that's supposed to burn. If you left it overnight, you didn't do what you're supposed to. It's chal v'yisa noisa. But if the meat became pigul first. Once it became pigul, it's not chal nisa noisa. So therefore, you can't have noisa and pigul on the same piece of meat. So here's the question, why not? The noisa pigul b'chod b'heima l'mishkachas lo. You want to tell me you can't find noisa and pigul on the same behema? Why not? Alom aloy, why not? Mishkachas is defined like this. To go in shehela eva pigul gavi mizbeach. That you had this behema, that the kohen had the machshevas pigul b'shachta dalar avoidis. So true, it was chal nisa pigul, teed it. But now what you did was b'dieved, you weren't supposed to, but you, let's say you took a piece of meat from this behemah pigul and you put it l'gabi mizbeach. Eiver pigul l'gabi mizbeach. To poka piguli minei, that's the Gemara Zvachim, that b'dieved, if you put the pigul on top of the mizbeach is mekadishit, that the iser pigul goes off it. And now you let it burn it. V'hevi le'noiser. Therefore, once it goes on the mizbeach, the iser pigul goes off it. And then Echonami now take a chal nisa noiser. If you leave it overnight and do not burn it, you're over nisa pigul. And that's the Gemara in Zvachim. The Rashi says the Pogah Bilei, the Kotchim is Beach be Avoido. Tamei Dulu Mefarsh be Zvachim. Yeah. Look, the Marsha of Kuviyamu, like Ula says, Koimate Pigul Shel Lagabi Mizbeach. Let's say you had a Mincha, that you made Pigul on the Kemitza, on the handful from the Mincha. And now you put the handful on top of the Mizbeach. Is poka pigulim imenu. The Yisra pigul goes off it. Once it goes on the Mizbeach is mekadishit, like it's fit for an avoida now, that the Yisra pigul goes off it. And therefore, if you leave it overnight, the Hevelay noisar. It would be chal noisar. Since so, it's possible to have noisar and pigul on one behema, like part of the behema you put on the Mizbeach. So that part, the Yisra pigul goes off it, Yisra noisar is chal. And the rest of the behema only has the Yisra pigul. So on one behema you could have an achil of pigul and noisa. So Mar says, no, the Mishnah is talking about b'yever echot kamar. We're talking about one limb. But b'shnei avorim lo kamar, we're not talking about two different limbs. So true, on two limbs, you could have one limb up and one limb on the bottom. or with one limb, either it's upper or it's bottom, you can't have both pigul and noisa. So we ask the question, why not? For noisa pigul b'chad ha'ibul ha'mishkachas, now why can't you find noisa pigul on the same piece of meat? Alam aloy, why not? Mishkachas, if you find it like this, could go in shehela eva pigul gabi mizbeach, that you put this one piece of meat, let's say a whole shoulder, and you put the shoulder, half of it on the mizbeach, and half of it was off the mizbeach. The palga anche agabi mizbeach, or palga me'avroi the mizbeach, and half of it was outside the mizbeach. Tehu the mizbeach, the half that's on top of the mizbeach, poka pigulai. On that half, since it's oil agabi mizbeach, it's beach is mekadeshit, here's the pigul goes off it. Ve'evilei noiser, and that half that's on the mizbeach, is chal nisa noiser on it. Okud Yamul Lagula said that Koimitz Pigul Shel Agabi Mizbeach, Poka Pigul Mimenu, that part that's on top of the Mizbeach, this the Pigul goes off it. Vevele Noiser, and that part that's on the Mizbeach, Zakat Chal Nisa Noiser. So in one Aver, one piece of meat, you could have that the half that's on the Mizbeach is the Issa Pigul goes off it, Chal Nisa Noiser. And the other half that's off the Mizbeach has the Issa Pigul on it. So you could have it on one Aver. Omalei still said, no, the Mishnah came talking about that. Omalei, loy. Iru b'de mizbeach, shadjil mizbeach. Let's see. If rove of the piece of meat is on the mizbeach, so it's sort of like the whole thing's on the mizbeach. You go bust the rove. And therefore, the Issa pigul is off the whole piece. Elamai ruba de broi. If most of the majority of the meat is off the mizbeach, shadjil broi, we should be throw the whole piece of meat to the outside. And if so, either it's pigul or it's noisa, but you can't have both. So of course, if it's a modern, it would be machza machza, 50-50. Unless you're going to say it's yesh v'tzamtzin, you can't make it exactly. There's always a little bit more one way. But still the Gemara asks, tifshit is also not such a good answer, because if so, tifshit be poisha then, bring a proof that the boy Rami Bachoma asked this for question. Holchu b'yevorim acho haroiv oiloi. By the Avorim, do we go bust the roiv or not? He asked this for a Shiloh. So according to you, you're telling me for sure you go boss the roiv. So why don't you push it to Shiloh? Tell him, you see what? It's not so simple. Maybe you don't go boss the roiv. So still, you can have half of the piece of meat that's on the Mizbeach, it's pocket the din pigul. And the other half that's on the Mizbeach is not pocket the din pigul. So the other half that's off it is still pigul. So you can have noise and pigul. So Marin says, Ela rather, pshaf from the Mishnah is, Pikzayas Echot Kumari. We're talking about now when the person eats one kezayis of chaylev, he's chay of these four chatois. But b'shnei zayisim loy kamari. Here in your case is to be noiser and pigul, it can't be on the same kezayis. It has to be two different kezayisim. If you eat the kezayis of the piece that's on the mizbeach, that's noiser. The part that's off the mizbeach, that's pigul. But from the same kezayis, you can't have both noiser and pigul, therefore we don't put the fifth chatois of pigul. Is that true? We're not talking about two kezaisim here. Voktani says in the Mishnah, Yom Kippur. The one chiyuv chatis is the fact that you ate on Yom Kippur. Now, over Yom Kippurim, kesevis de mechayiv. You have to eat the size of a kesevis. It's not enough just to eat a kezais. You have to eat the size of a dried out date to be mechayiv for Yom Kippur. The kesevis is peshnei zaisim. That has at least the size of two olives. So you see, if Yom Kippur, you chayiv one with shnei zaisim. So how can you tell me that the Mishnah is talking about you only ate one kezayis to be chayiv for Yom Kippur? You have to be eaten at least two kezayisim. So maybe if you ate two kezayisim here, let's say one kezayis is noiser and one kezayis is pigul. So my answer is no. On Rav Zeira, in the case, is talking about shorchal kul yo b'chalboy. The pshat is right now he ate a kezayis of fat, and next to the fat was the kidneys. So a kisa for Yom Kippur, Abi ate. He asked, like the other pasuk says, Loisuna, you can't put yourself in pain. So if you eat enough to take away the pains, yichayiv, like you're not hungry, you're not starving. So that's two kezaisim. But it's not a din that both the two kezaisim have to be the issa. We're talking about you ate a kezais of kidneys, and that's muti, you'll have to eat that. But the second kezais, that's the issa. So the kids are talking about now one kezais of issa. I, for Yom Kippur, you need two kezaisim. Anything you eat is good. But if you want to tell me now we're talking about two kezaisim of issa, that the Mishnah is not talking about. Rav Papa says a similar text of Papa Mechagoyin to Amal Yevatamri. Again, we're talking about now, Be'ikah the Issa was one kezayis of chelev here. I for Yom Kippur, you put around a kezayis. So we're talking about now, you filled up this kezayis of fat with tomorrow, with dates there. You put a few dates inside it. Benachnami, to fill yourself up for Yom Kippur Yechayiv. But negate to us as the Issa Shabbai, it's only one Kizayas of Issa. Therefore, the Mishnah doesn't want to put in the case of Pigul, because Pigul has to be a different Kizayas. Revacho bar acho masni hecha toys. Benachnami, Hitzhak learns in the Mishnah a case that Yechayiv five chatois. Or Mataros lay into the Mishnah, a going to Yocho Kizayas Pigul. That you did eat a Kizayas Pigul. And he doesn't learn like the last answers we gave. And also he'll learn the Mishnah is talking about Yaituk Zaisim. Just like for Yom Kippur it means Yaituk Zaisim. So the Mishnah is talking about Yaituk Zaisim. So one Kizayas was a Kizayas of Chelev of Tigul, and one Kizayas was a Kizayas of Neisar. So if so, you have five Chatois. So next question, if so, for Nisni Sheish Chatois, say already case that you have six Chatois. For Nukma put the case is going to Yocho Kizayis Dam. That you also weigh Dam. So let's say Ye Dam and Chalev. So that's why Yechayiv or six. So Gemara says, Bechod Achilo Kamari, Beshte Achilos Le Kamari. We're talking about now one swallowing, like one Achilo. For Shir Chachomin, the Chom made a Shir tell us that the Yain Besa Bliya Machzik Yoise Mishte Zaysen. Like when you swallow something down, you're swallowing, your base abliya there can't take more than two kizaisim. So the Mishnah is talking about you swallowed it, you ate it in one shot. So if we can't eat more than two kizaisim, so if it can only be five chatois. But in order to have six, min yeit dam also, that'll be like a third kizayis. So now we're not talking about the vasachas. The two kizaisim might be one kizayis of chelev of noiser, and one kizayis of chelev of tigel. But the v'chayi for dam means yeit a third kizayis, that you can't eat at the same time. You're swallowing, your throat doesn't take more than two kizayisim at one time. So Mishnah is talking about you ate it at one time, that's only two. So therefore the most you could have is five and not six. Yeah. Then the Mishnah says, Rameya says, that for itzor Shabbos also yichayiv. So where's the question, V'nisni, why didn't he say stam, Yemoytziu Chayiv? Like the Mishnah is talking about Yom Kippur. So why does Rameya have to, if it was Shabbos, let him stam say, if he carried out on Yom Kippur, the crew we hold, it's also carried on Yom Kippur also. So where's the Maitan Mikatoni, Yemoytziu Shabbos? Why does Rameya have to say the case is, if it was Shabbos? So where it says, Omar Rafram, Ofer Rafram says, Zoy Simers, from now Mishnah, we have a proof, according to Rameya at least, that Erev Yitzol is Shabbos. It was said Hilchas Ervin on Shabbos. Why? Because there is an Isseroit so you're not allowed to carry out on Shabbos. Therefore, you have to make an Erev. But we ain't Erev Yitzol Yom Kippurim. They hold Midirais, so you're allowed to carry out on Yom Kippur. It's like a Yom Tif. And therefore, there's no need of Erev on Yom Kippur. That's the Pshan Nal Mishnah. That's what it may have to say, only for Shabbos. So Moses says, no, who told you that? Mimai. Dilma maybe Yesh Erev Yitzol Yom Kippur. Maybe it's also to carry out on Yom Kippur. And therefore, we should have to make an error for Yom Kippur. This is what the Mishnah means to say. He just meant to be Moisif. That if it would be Shabbos also, he'd be Chayiv twice for carrying it on Yom Kippur and Yom Shabbos. So therefore, there's no proof in our Mishnah that there's no Issa Yitzor on Yom Kippur. Hello, the Gemara says, Yitma the Rafa, you want to learn Rafa Salocha, Alho did learn on this Salocha. The Tanya learned like this. Vesholach biyad ishiti. It says the Pasha about Yisroel Mashtaleach on Yom Kippur, that you send out Lazozel. It says, Ish, Yisroelach biyad ish iti, means Ish vidashin lahach shri asazar. Any person can be sent out, lavdavkar koyin, even a zar, even a Yisrael. Iti afilu betum, even a person was tamei. If you afilu b'shabbos, you can carry out the Lazozel. Iti b'mezumen, has to be prepared, be appointed Erev Yom Kippur. Ketani wanted to say, Iti means Afilu b'Shabbos, even if it's Shabbos, still he could carry out the Sir Lazozel. So you see, you need a special chiddush even on Shabbos. Why? On a Rav from Zaysimus, here that's a proof that Erev Yitzol is Shabbos, and Erev Yitzol Yom Kippur. There's no Issa carry out on Yom Kippur. So that the person takes out Lazozel on every Yom Kippur, that's not a proof he can carry out because there's no Issa carrying on Yom Kippur. The chiddush is, even the Yom Kippur comes out on Shabbos, and that Shabbos you're not allowed to carry, still there's a special pasuk, you let it carry out the lazozel. So Moses says, no, there's no proof in the seed of Imai. Maybe like this, Shani Soye Meshtaleach Te'achsher B'Yom Kippur Mekach. It could be the pshat is that really Yom Kippur has a Nisroi Tzor.
Stam like this, you're not allowed to carry on Yom Kippur midiraisa. But that the soya mashtrecha can carry out, the pshat is this mitzvah samikach. Like that's the mitzvah every Yom Kippur, you have to carry it out. So that's pshita on Yom Kippur you're allowed to. The chiddush is, what's going to be if Yom Kippur comes out on Shabbos? Like there it's not a mitzvah samikach. So maybe it's not doicha Shabbos. I need a special part to tell me it's even doicha Shabbos. But you have no proof to say there's no Yisroel Tzor in Yom Kippur. Could be there is an Yisroel Tzor. Just that's pshita. You let it carry out. You let it carry out the lazozel. This story lazozel on Yom Kippur because that's the mitzvah b'kach. So more comes out in a chanami. Ela the Rav from Brusi. It's like a mistake. He's wrong. And we talk all the halacha about us also midiraisa to carry on Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur also has an Yisroel Tzor just like Shabbos. Now the Mishnah says Yesh bo biya achas. It's possible a man can make one bias issa, live with one lady, and for this one time he lives with her, he's over five chatois. If he did a bishagig, he has to bring six chatois. Kate said, what's the case? Habua bita, could be you live with your own daughter. Is chayiv ole, you're over naveri mishem bita, she's your daughter. Viachoisa, she could also be your sister. The case is where the man lived with his mother first. And he had a daughter. So that daughter is his sister, and it's also his daughter. So now if he lives with that daughter, he's chayiv mishum abitoi, he's also chayiv mishum achoisei, it's also eshes achiv, his brother married her first, v'eshes achiyoviv, then, after the first one gave a get, his uncle married her, and v'eshes ish, now she's still married, and she's a nida. So it's possible with one bee, live with this one lady, that he can be over these six chatois. Smor says, is this true? I vor lestler of Rameya Isachalalissa, is it true that Rameya doesn't hold from Isachalissa like the Khuri holds Ain Isachalissa? So why are all these 60 through Michal? Smor says, Nehi di Isachalissa lestler, true, he doesn't hold from that. The same type of an Issa, once one Issa is Chal, a second one wouldn't be Chal. But in these cases, the Mishnah tell you it's called Issa Moisiv. The Yisra Kuddel Islay. It's an Yisra that you're adding on more Yisroom to more places. Or upon the Gavra, we add on more Yisroom upon him. That he holds like we had before in the Mishnah. Gagoy, what's the case like this? Shabo al Imay. This son lived with his mother. Roilud Bas, his mother now gave birth to a daughter. The Yisra Bitoi Viachoyse Bad Yadodi Osi. As soon as this girl is born, there's two Yisroom Chal upon this son now. That he can't live with her because right away she's his sister and she's also his daughter. So those two Yisroel Mechal b'Vasachas, that's good. Now, Nisas L'Yochiv, when his brother marries her, so Migud Yisusiv Yisrael Gabi Yachin, since when the brother marries her, now that the wife becomes also to the other brothers, so Yisusiv Yisrael Gabi Day, it also becomes also to him. Even though it's also to him before, that's also called an Issa. Since when the other brother marries her, she becomes also to the other brothers, so it's also chal nisa upon him. And then if the first brother gives her a get, nisa slachiyoviv. Let's say his father's brother marries her. So migud yisusiv yisul legabi sharachiyoviv. Once one brother marries her, she becomes also to all the other brothers. Als eshesach. If so, yisusiv legabi day, so it's also called an issa maisiv, then now it's chal nisa upon this son, he's also to live with her for this issa. Hevla Ishish, that she gets married or she remains married, Migud Yisusiv Isla Gabi Yalno, since when she gets married now she's also to marry anybody else in the whole world, like when she's married she can't live with anybody else, is Yisusiv Namla Gabi Day, it's also called an Issa Moisiv. But since the Issa is Chal upon everybody else, it's also Chal upon this first person, even though she was also to him before, but it's called an Issa Moisiv, it's Chal upon him also. Hevla Nida, if she comes to Nida, so Migud Yisusiv Isla Gabi Baila, the Chiddush of Nidur is that not only is she also to the rest of the world, but she's even also then to her own husband. So since the Yisusiv Nidur is Chal upon somebody new, as Yisusiv Nam Legabi Day, it's even Chal upon this son. So if that's the Chiddush of the Mishnah, then when this son lives with his own daughter, which is his sister, which is his brother's wife, which is his uncle's wife, which is an Eshesish, which is a Nidur, he's Chayiv six Chatois. And even though we hold Ein Yisachal Lissa, here it's much better. These are all called Yisra Moisef or Yisra Kailam. Now the Mishnah says a similar case could be what's going to be Habo Al Bas Bitoi. So
somebody could live with his granddaughter. Al bas bit, his daughter's daughter. So chayiv aleh, could be chayiv living with her, mishum bas bitay. First of all, it's your granddaughter. V'kalosa, she could also be your daughter-in-law. V'yeshes ochiv, she could also be your brother's wife. V'yeshes achiyov, she could also be your uncle's wife. V'yachos ishtoy, she could be your own wife's sister. V'yeshes ish, she could also be married. And v'nida, also you'd be chayiv all these chatois, even though it's one v'ya. Rabbi Yosi says, Rabbi Yosi im ovar zokin, if let's say the grandfather, the Yaakov, the grandfather, im ovar zokin v'noso, and he lived with her, so na chayiv oleh mishum eshesav. Now when this son lives with her, he'll have another chayiv, he'll be over nisa, eshesav, he's living with his father's wife. V'chein habor al bas ishtoi, who wouldn't have said that somebody lives with a bas ishtoi, the daughter of his wife, Bas Bita, or the daughter of her daughter, also could have all these asurim. The same way the Rashi says, could have all these cases also. Rashi says, V'chein bas ishtoi chayiv aleh mishum bas ishtoi v'kalosa v'eshesachiv, v'chein bas ishtoi chayiv aleh mishum kolela. Could be all these cases apply also. Now the Gemara says, Ketoni, what does the Mishnah say? Chayiv aleh mishum eshesav. That if your grandfather married her, so then, when you live with her, Yechayv Mishum Eshesav, it's your father's wife. Mishum, it was your father's wife. Even though your father gave her get, your father died, still it's also to you, you're not allowed to live with your father's wife. Fred Gemara, Misharele is at Mutter. Mishum Eshesav, Misharele, Trashi L'Oviv Shozer, is at Mutter for the father, Omer Rav Yechanan, Kugan Shenofaloy L'Yovim. And Lechura, how was the father let her marry her? Lechura, it's his brother's wife. So here it is, where the brother died without kids, and therefore is a mitzvah yibum. The Rashi says, "Mishorli la'aviv shalzer for eshes achivi." It was his brother's wife. So the Mishnah says, "Mechayvin le'le b'noi mishum eshes achiyavi." You'd be mechayvin mishum yonkel's wife. So mashma, your father's brother married her. So if your father's brother married her, how could your father marry her? The case is that your father's brother died without kids. So the mitzvah yibum, therefore your father married her. For the Mori Yochiv, so my over that the Mishnah is a smashma that if the father married her, then it's also for the son. Mashma b'diyevet b'nav lachatchila. If it's a mitzvah yibum, what's the father doing wrong? It's right. And the Mishnah just says over zokin mashma if the zokin didn't have her and married her, the kedushin is chal. Now upon the son, you have this new issa. But the chur, if there's a mitzvah yibum, the grandfather's not doing anything wrong. So what's the Mishnah saying? Ovar, he did something wrong. The Mihochi, if so, my Ovar, what do you mean is he doing something wrong? So Rabbi Yaakov says like this, Rabbi Yaakov, Shova Mishum, Kalois Benoi Shnia. That she happens to be also, Kalois Benoi, happens to be your son's daughter-in-law. Now since it's your son's daughter-in-law, that's Nisim of the Rabbonin. So the Rabbonin talk, it was also for the grandfather to marry her. Like we learned, Kalosoi Erva, that your daughter-in-law is an erva to you. Chai b'krisis, kush does not chal. But Kalos Benoi, if the daughter-in-law of your son, Shini, it's only Yosem of the Rabbanin. So that's the case of this Mishnah. If the grandfather married her, he did an issa of the Rabbanin, but still his kedushin was chal. Because Midirai still was the mitzvah yibam there. So if the grandfather married her, now if the son lives with her later, he's over an issa eshesav. Same thing you find. You find the Mishnah says bebas benoi with the daughter of your son. Not the Mishnah. It's saying the chenat tomeitzi. You also find bebas benoi with the daughter of your son or bebas ben benoi and the daughter of your grandson. At self called earth, man, how far down you go? They're all also. For the Gemara, me is the Rabbi Yosi. Is the Chalalissa true? Rabbi Yosi old. Is the Chalalissa? Rabbi Yosi says in the Mishnah. She's also to you anyway before. So what you have to say, Yod Issachal Lissa, is that true? If your Tanam wrote like this, Oba Aveira Shiesh Por Shtei Mises. Somebody did an Aveira that he's chayiv two Mises for it. Shtei Mises. They lived with this lady that she could be a mother-in-law and she could be an Eshes Ish. So if your mother-in-law you chayiv Sreifa and for your Eshes Ish you chayiv Chenek. So it says, Lachur is Nidim Mechamura.
we give you the Muhammad component. We've learned Misr is a Sreifa, is Muhammad, we give you Sreifa. Rabbi Yossi Yemeno, Nidim Bezikir Rishayna. We give you the first Misa, the first Issa that became upon her. Like if she was married first and then she became your mother-in-law, so we give you the Misa Chenik. If she was first your mother-in-law and then she got married, we give her the Misa Misa. So why? Because you go bust the first Issa. Because we see why. Because he holds Ein Issa Chalal Issa. So your abuse, he holds Ein Issa Chalal Issa. Therefore, you only get the first Misa. That's the only Issa that was Chalal. And it says now, but Tanya, we learned, Ketzad, how is this? Ketzad Amr Rabbi Yossi Nidim Bezikir Rishayna. How is it that Rabbi Yossi said you get the first Misa? Chamoise, if first she was your mother-in-law, he married a daughter. Then Benashas says, then she remarried. So, and then you live with her. Nidim Mishum Chamoise, you only get Sreifa for Chamoise. I, she's married now, because the old Ein Issa Chalal Issa, the second Issa is not Chalal upon you. What's going to be your first this lady was married? Eshesish. And then you marry her daughter. And then you live with her. So, Nidim Mishum Eshesish, Yechayib Chenik, to live with Eshesish. So, who you see of Yeshios, Ein Issa Chalal Issa, even though one is more Maisiv, one is more Chalal, the Chalal Yod Ein Issa Chalal Issa. So, my answer is no. Omer Abavua, Moide Reb Yeshe be Yisra Maisiv. Reb Yeshe agrees if the Yisra is Maisiv, it is Chal. V'chein the same thing, Kiyosi Rav and Omer Abyechnan, that Moide Reb Yeshe be Yisra Maisiv. Where the Yisra is Maisiv, then he agrees the second Yisra is Chal. Now, my Yisra Maisiv, what kind of Yisra Maisiv is it? Tocham? Yika Brawl is Saba. Tell me right now that the Saba, the grandfather, has a son. So, Migur Yisusiv Yisru Legabe Bray, since when the grandfather marries this wife, she becomes also now to this son, as Yisuf Yisru Legabe Day, who then also becomes also to you. So, this type of an history holds. Is that the Yisra is Chal upon somebody else also? So, Migur is Chal upon somebody else, it's also Chal upon you. Where nobody else is involved, only with you, then Rabbi Yossi does not hold Issa Chalal Issa. Senechnaim, the territories of Yossi also in Issa Kredel, Issa Maisev, he holds from. Rashi explains, if so, why does he say you get the first Misa? Because he holds the Hilcha, if she was first your mother-in-law, and then she became an Eshesish, even though Eshesish is an Issa Maisev, because now she becomes us to the whole world, but still the reason why he gets Sreifa is because he holds Sreifa is more Chomer. So that's why you get the first Misa. Not because any...